Democratic Congressman Dave Obey says even with this stimulus package, unemployment will continue to climb. But he says without it, the jobless rate will hit a much higher 12% by year's end.
This money is being used to stave off unmitigated disaster. It is essentially being provided to fill the huge holes that we would otherwise have in family budgets, in state budgets, in the economy as a whole.
But as head of the powerful House Appropriations Committee, which sets congressional spending, Obey says this is just the first step toward economic recovery.
You cannot expect one piece of legislation to fix a worldwide economic problem. We're going to have to do a large number of other things, including re-regulating the excessive speculation on Wall Street. We're going to have to take additional action to try to stabilize the housing market, and we're still going to have to take additional action in order to stabilize the financial system.
A release from Speaker Pelosi's office touts the stimulus package as investing money into modernizing schools, federal buildings, alternative energy, and technology, while creating a tax cut for 95% of American workers, and will save or create 4 million jobs. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.